Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Thank God it's Friday night in a Jojo's got paid. Yeah, that's right. If you know that song, you fire as fuck. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. In short, we experience the world, but on a comical level, but I likes to put my stank on it, you know what I'm saying? Brought to you by my extreme boredom and internet curiosity. If you're a new listener, welcome to the fun, because it's about to be awesome. First things first, I want to go ahead and shout out all of my returning listeners and, of course, my newbies. I really appreciate you guys giving me a chance to verbally explore your ear canals. Let's have some fun, shall we? Yeah, that was came off a bit creepy. Anywho, I'm with my Audible program. Last week, we talked about some, creepy, scary Ouija board stories. I don't fuck with Ouija boards. And as I shared in that past episode, I actually am a paranormal investigator in Ouija boards. Not my thing, okay? And I'll tell you this, it's not a good idea to play with them, especially if you have no idea what you're doing. And even if you do, you could still conjure up some shit you're not ready for. You know what I'm saying? So you could open up like a portal to a world you couldn't even imagine. You could become possessed or haunted by something for the rest of your life. None of that sounds good, I gotta say. There are still a lot of things that we do not understand about the paranormal world. Anywho, let's check out that podcast episode. Make sure you check it out. It's actually one of the longest podcast episodes I've done, but it's a banger. So, you know what I'm saying? If you sitting at home by yourself, bored to death, maybe this isn't the Friday you get paid. Maybe you don't get paid till next Friday and you don't want to go nowhere and you're bored. Well, roll up a blunt, grab yourself a drink, listen to my podcast. You're going to enjoy it. Also, I want to go ahead and shout out my guy, Wes Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin. You know what I'm saying? He is the podcaster, the host, the founder, the CEO of the OD podcast. I'll make sure that I include a promo to his podcast towards the end of this episode so you guys can check him out. He decided to join us. I wanted to thank him for joining us last week as my co-host, my guest co-host, because I like to, every now and then, I like to bring in one of my friends or a fellow podcaster and just kind of like, you know, blow their minds right out their asshole, because that's what I like to do. We had a fucking blast. We did. And I can't wait to bring him back because he is a lot of fun. Okay, so this week we are going to discuss embarrassing moments, something we have all experienced in our lives. Oh God, Lord knows I have. Oh my God. I tell you what, I'm going to share with you an embarrassing moment in a second. But before I do that, I got to take a shot of something. All right. This is not something I talk about often. And now I'm putting it on the internet to last forever. Lucky me. So I remember when I was in middle school, or whenever the first Mask of Zorro came out, you know, with Catherine Zeta-Jones, Antonio Banderas, I like saying his name like that, and Anthony Hopkins. I think it was like the late 90s. Memories. All right, so my mom took me to see it, and we went to the AMC movie theater that was like inside a mall. I think it was like near Lenox, like Parisian Mall. I can't remember the name. I don't know what it's called now. But anyways, the line was wrapped around the building, all right, because everyone wanted to see this movie. And you guys, maybe this is just me, but is there anybody who, like, when you see a movie or a TV show or whatever, and you feel like you can do some of the shit you're watching? Like, I don't know, like for instance, when I saw the Three Ninjas, you know what I'm saying? Those three kids, was it Rocky, I can't think of the other, Tommy, I can't think of the other one. Anyways, you know, those three white kids, and the grandpa was like Japanese or some shit. Anywho, anytime I would see movies like that as a kid, I just felt like I could do that stuff. I could kick things and break stuff, and you know, I can do martial arts just by looking at it. Then Meteor Man came out, and then all he had to do was touch a book, and he could do everything. Yeah, great movie. Anyway, so I thought that I could do the things that I saw in Mask of Zorro. I could jump high. I can, you know, fight with a sword. I can wear a cape, whatever, you know. But so after the movie, I felt my inner Zorro. And I tried to jump over a railing that separates the lobby and the ticket booth. And I almost made it over until my left foot caught the railing and my face got a taste of the ice cool marble floor. Yeah, it was like smack. It was loud as fuck. It was like dropping a hardback textbook in the middle of the hallway in school. Loud as fuck. I swear, I heard everyone gasp. Like, honestly, I don't remember what my mom did, but I feel like she probably pretended not to know me. I just remember picking myself up off the floor and shyly walking away. I don't remember what she was doing at that time. I ain't gonna lie to you. But the volume of that smack sound echoed like the entire mall, I swear. And it was followed like by a weird sound my body made, like a, like, you know, it was not cute, and that shit was embarrassing as fuck, and I have no idea what the entire fuck told me I was Zorro in that moment, but I do know I failed hard as fuck. So yeah, there's an embarrassing moment. That's the kind of shit we're going to talk about today. So that was only one of my embarrassing stories. I'm sure I have millions. I know I do. So make sure you guys email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com for your embarrassing stories. Yeah, because like I say, I would love to do a listener episode. So send them to me. I don't have a whole bunch of listeners yet, so I don't have a lot of people, you know, just like cramming my emails just yet with stuff, but I'm trying. I've been thinking about making a new email for this podcast, because you know, eventually a bitch is gonna make it, you know what I'm saying? So I might need an email that's specifically for this podcast. We'll see. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Okay, so this is going to be an interesting episode, guys. By the way, if you are listening to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast platform that allows you to rate and review, I would love it if you left me a 5-star rating and written review on the Professionally Silly podcast. That'd be great. Because every time I get a good review, it actually makes this podcast a little easier to find. And, you know, by those who haven't heard of this podcast yet. So I feel like I said podcast a million times in that paragraph. I feel like I did. All right. So I know I ask this every week, but I'm not going to stop. So make sure you give me 5 stars, comment a review. Thank you. Also, if you guys want to join in on the silly, you can call or text my Google Voice number as well, because I want to hear what you have to say. 805-664-1828. Yeah, maybe you have an interesting topic you'd like me to cover. You know, you can always tweet me on Twitter or email me. You know, my contact information is in the show notes. Speaking of which, I got a text message from a listener, and it made my fucking week. So I'm going to fucking share it. So I'm not going to read off her number or his number, obviously. But it says, "Hey, Amber, I have binge listened to your podcast and I love it. Your voice is so relaxing. And as always, you keep me laughing. I work nights and your videos and podcasts help me make it through the night. Love you. Hashtag Smile Squad." Well, I love that. I love that. They didn't leave a name, but I'm hoping they remember what they sent to me so they'll know who they are. And thank you so much for reaching out. Like, you literally made my week. It has been a tough year so far. It literally feels like January has been going on for months. So it really does. So I appreciate you, boo. Thank you so much. And I'm glad to know that my little podcast and my little YouTube channel, I'm a small creator. You know, nobody knows that we exist yet, Smile Squad, but they will. Hey, they mark my words. You know, so it does make me feel good to know that those who are listening, those who are watching, you know, that it's making you smile and helping you get through your boring jobs. Or, you know, maybe he's inspiring you to, when you're on the treadmill, you're like, I don't feel like listening to music. I want to laugh. Professionally silly. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you're making dinner. Professionally silly. Maybe you're on the toilet. Professionally silly. Maybe you're fucking. I mean, you should be listening professionally silly during that time, but I appreciate it if you are. You know, also, guys, for those of you that wanted to, you know, start your own podcast, but you thought of every fucking reason under the sun not to. Well, guess what, mother sucker? No more excuses after you hear this. You know what I'm saying? So start your own podcast for Frizzle. What you waiting on, huh? Come on ahead and join the podcasting community. Right here on Anchor FM. So let's go ahead and get to these embarrassing stories. Our first story, let's go ahead and jump on into it. It says here, "I was walking with a friend to our college parking lot, which is under construction at the time. As we walked by, a group of construction workers started catcalling us. I got really angry. And to show them how upset I was, I peeled out with my car and drove straight into a tree." That was in the middle of the parking lot. To this day, I can still hear their laughter. I was so embarrassed by my bad driving that I didn't even get out of the car to see the damage. I just drove away without looking back. Wow. Okay, that's funny. And embarrassing as fuck. But you know what? Had that been me, all right, I would have gotten out of the car, pretended to be really hurt and confused, and would have made all of them feel like assholes for being dick to me. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel bad for being rude. I'm a petty bitch. What can I say? Okay? Look, y'all, you got to make your own situations, okay? Build your own circumstances. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to educate you hoes. All right. My professionally silly ass. All right. So the next one we have is coming from at Christina Horner. She shared with Twitter, and it says here, I pulled over to check out the garage sale in my neighborhood. Bunch of folks were sitting out in the front lawn chairs, but as I walked up the driveway, they looked at me strangely. Finally, I realized this is not a garage sale, just people sitting outside their messy garage. Cringe. Okay, people. Okay, look, if your house or house area looks like shit, that people might assume you're selling everything or you just lazy, it's not their fault. Get your homes in order. She was looking to score like a $2 vacuum cleaner or something. Come on now. Now, okay, Christina, sweetheart, I don't know if you're listening to this. I'm speaking to the woman who shared this post. Did you look around for any like signs advertising this, you know, a sale of some sort maybe? You know, I don't know, maybe it's just the true crime junkie in me, but I don't randomly walk up to houses surrounded by people I don't know, especially by myself. That is how you get serial killed. Okay. Now I'm being honest. Now I don't, I know I have some true crime podcast listeners out there. I know you're listening. I know you're there. Where are my favorite murderinos? Where are you guys at? Okay, because they have millions of listeners One of them is bound to come across my little podcast for a chuckle or two. It's bound to happen. But what is it that Karen and Georgia always say on the podcast, My Favorite Murder? That tagline that they end every episode with. Say it with me, guys. Stay sexy and don't get murdered. I do that shit every damn day. Christina, honey, okay, you should listen to that podcast. It might save your life. You know, or at least save you from embarrassment. I am upset. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this next story, it probably would have literally killed me. You know, like, literally, I could have died reading this. I laughed so hard. Okay, one of friends. Okay, so it says, I had this little pink vibrator. My dog grabbed it out of my room and started chewing on it in the living room. Then it started to vibrate and she got so scared that she peed. Then I came home and my mom looked terrorized. Said, Luna was chewing on that pink thing in your room. And I just started laughing. Awk. You know, AWK, you know, I mean, yeah, AWK, you know, that stands for awkward. Listen, I feel like that was a white family. Okay. I would have been horrified. You know, if my mom found my sex toy. I don't think I would have started laughing. I don't know. That's some scary shit. You know, I would not have started laughing. I would have grabbed my vibrator and ran the fuck out the door. And to be honest with you, I think I would have been so embarrassed and so horrified. I probably would have ran into a wall in search of a door. Like, oh my God. And I'm one of those people who still, like, I still can't watch love scenes with my parents in the room. It's just, it feels weird. And lucky for me, I was adopted. So I can lie to myself and tell myself that my parents are virgins. They've never heard of sex. And as far as they know, neither have I. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I would have to pretend, you know, not to know what the dog had. I'd be like, hey, what you got there, buddy? Hey, where'd you get this? Hey, mom, what the hell is this? You know, I would have pretended like I didn't know what the fuck that was, where it came from. I don't even know what the color pink is anymore. I'm colorblind. I don't know what this is. Yeah, I would have lied my way out of that. There is no way in hell you would have gotten me to admit that vibrator was mine. No way in hell. No way in hell. Dead ass. And on to the next one. So this next one is shorter than the others, but it's just as embarrassing. So M. Norman 87 shares, in my teens, I once bought a muffin bag to an unnamed Canadian coffee establishment, saying that there were glass shards on my muffin. I had never seen sugar crystals on a muffin before. I still cringe. That's funny. What the fuck? Okay, see, that's when you know you got that good, y'all. Okay, if you can see an ingredient on your food that you normally wouldn't see, or if you go into a restaurant and they don't have prices on their menus, or if you go into a boutique and, like, they only have one shoe out to advertise the pair, shit's gonna be expensive. That's all I'm saying, all right? But it's kind of hilarious that homie tried to take that shit back. Like, they wouldn't, like, they would just sell muffins with shards of glass you can see. Just here, hey, enjoy. You know, I think she got Canada and prison confused, because, like, that's the only place I could think of. Prison, that's the only place I can think of where shards of glass could be an actual ingredient to the food that's served. But you know, usually you have to piss somebody off first. They don't just, you know. But good God, it's probably a good thing that she left this Canadian coffee establishment unnamed, because I definitely would have contacted them for that security footage. I did mention to you guys several times, I have a YouTube channel, and that is content gold. All right, it is. And I'll be 100% honest with you. I really wish I could have witnessed the reaction to the employees at that coffee shop. I really do. It's, you know, ma'am, we didn't serve you shards of glass. I don't understand why you think we would do that. That's sugar? You're a stupid bitch. You know, good God. Also, I can't be the only person wondering, what kind of muffins does she order? Like, you know, we talking blueberry, chocolate. We definitely know it wasn't a damn bran muffin. I ain't never seen a bran muffin with crystallized sugar on it. Or sugar at all. Shit, speaking of muffins. I feel like muffins are the black sheep of pastries, man. I mean, everyone prefers the sexy cupcake, you know, with the sweet topping, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants that bald ass out of work muffin. Who wants that? Ugh. can you call a muffin a pastry? Like, can you actually call a muffin a pastry? Hold on, let me Google this. I'm gonna Google the definition of pastry. Hold up, y'all. I'm gonna ask the internet. Okay, so Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines the word pastry as a dough that is used to make pies and other baked goods and typically has a high fat content, usually sweet baked goods made of dough. So then, yeah. Well, no, he said, okay, so muffins can be a pastry, but I think it's like if it's sweet. But wait, is dough used for muffins? All right, let me Google that. Hold on. I'm kidding. I don't care that much. All right, next story. Which, did I just do like a whole comedic set on muffins? Watch out, Jim Gaffigan. You're not the only one who can waste 5 minutes on one single topic and be hilarious while you do it. And for those of you who do not know, Jim Gaffigan is like hilarious. He is a funny ass comedian. He did an entire, like, I think like 3 minute set on ketchup. Like a 4 or 5 minute set on Hot Pockets, and it was gold. It was fucking gold. I love him. Anyways, moving on to the next embarrassing story. Shout out to Jim Gaffigan. I know you're listening to this, you funny bastard. No, he doesn't know who I am. Okay. Next embarrassing story. I think that moment that we just witnessed together when I told Jim Gaffigan, hey, that was another embarrassing story I'm going to tell in the future because he's never going to fucking hear that. I embarrassed myself to everybody listening to this podcast just now. All right, moving on. When I was 6 years old, I had a playmate who was 2 years older than me. We used to play the rape game. Okay, pause. What the entire fuck? Let me read the rest of this because I'm already annoyed. The rape game in which one of us would pin down the other and scissor her. What? I'm sorry. So we have a 6-year-old and a 8-year-old scissoring each other, calling it the rape game. I'm concerned. Let's continue, shall we? Once my mom came home and found us two girls scissoring in the middle of the living room, of course, in shock, she said, "What are you doing?" And although my friend tried to shut me up, I replied, "The rape game." And she never mentioned this again in my life. Oh my God. And then it says, I mean, she did tell me not to do it, but afterwards she never talked about it again. Okay. Oh God, here's proof that kids are fucking weird, guys. Okay. As a parent, like, what do you do? What do you say? Listen, sweetheart. Hey, come here, honey. Sit down. Hi. Listen. Don't play rape with your friends. Also, scissoring can give you rug burn. Like, I'm sorry y'all had to hear that. I just made myself fucking cry. Oh, but that is good advice. Scissoring can give you rug burn. This is too much damn fun. I hope you guys are having a fun time, man. I about died the last one. You know, just pretend we chilling at your place, you know what I'm saying? Having a couple of drinks, sharing some stories. Oh, by the way, guys, I could use a refill on my drink. So which way is your kitchen? All right, let's go on to the next story. So this one's interesting. It says here, Thought my dad left for work in the morning, so I had the house to myself. I got out of the shower and turned the CD speakers on as high as they could go to the amazing tune of Cheeseburger in Paradise. I proceeded to sing and dance around the living room in my birthday suit, pulling off a performance that would have even wowed Simon Cowell. As I got to the chorus one last time, I twisted my elegant body to see my dad witnessing me in mid-performance. He just shook his head and left. I decided to cut the music and take another shower in shame. My singing and dancing career also ended that day. That's funny. First, what the fuck is Cheeseburger in Paradise? I guess it's a song. Maybe it's a white thing. I don't know. But nothing like dancing naked in front of your parents by accident. Also, how old is this story? He mentioned CDs. So, I mean, to be honest with you, I still have all my old CDs, but I haven't listened to them in years. You know, because, you know, also, fuck Simon Cowell. All right. Remember Jennifer Hudson? Yeah. So, fuck him. But, yeah, she's doing well these days. So, yeah, fuck him. I stay petty, bitches. But yeah, I still have all my older CDs, and I haven't listened to them in a while because now there's YouTube and Spotify. Some of you may be listening to this podcast on Spotify. There's streaming services now, so it's like, yeah, fuck it. All right. Excuse me. I'm a little sick. Leave me alone. So the next story is random as fuck, and it says... Oh, hold on. I lost it. Okay. It says, well, when I was younger, I saw a black lace bra lying on the floor. I thought to myself, how would this look on me? So I went to the bathroom and stood in front of the mirror to try it on. Unfortunately for me, I forgot to lock the door, and my dad walked in on me, topless with a black bra on. I'm a guy, by the way. Oh, my God. I bet his dad low-key freaked out. Like, I mean, he shouldn't. Because there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But I'm sure his dad was like, no, not my son. You know how they are. But how do you even explain that moment to anyone walking in on that? Like, also, whose fucking bra was that? Yeah, this dude just walks around picking up random titty holders he sees on the floor. Who does that? It's not a good idea. Ew, that's weird. I just thought about that. All right. Was it his mom's, his sister's, his girlfriend's, some random stranger? Where was he? I have questions. We need to, internet, find this person and report back to me with all those questions answered. Thank you. And yeah, I call bras titty holders because that's what they are. Or titty holsters. That sounds cooler. THs, bitches. All right, next up. We have another embarrassing childhood story. I don't know why I did it like that. And we have another embarrassing childhood story. Something I'm sure many of us have tons of from our childhood. Lord knows my mother has tons of blackmail of embarrassing childhood stories that she could use at any moment. You know, so I just got to make sure I don't piss her off. So this one reads, like many sports fans, I played imaginary baseball in my yard. I was about 7 or 8 when my parents witnessed this. I'm coming around to score and get called out, but clearly beat the tag. So I argued with the umpire, and the argument lasted about 5 minutes, he puts in parentheses here, and was ejected, which made me even more angry. My mom watched the entire debacle from her window, presumably laughing hysterically. That's funny. So pretty much this kid was playing a full game of baseball by himself, arguing with himself whether or not he was out because he beat the tag. That's hilarious. You know, kids have like the dopest imaginations. They really do. And now because TikTok has been created, adults can too. Yay. All right. Ugh, my neighbor's dog, Max. I swear to God, a gust of wind goes through, that dog has something to fucking say about it. All right. So, all right. You know what? I actually have a story that's similar to this. Oh my God, I cannot believe I'm about to tell you guys this. So this is the second embarrassing story that I'm sharing with you bitches, and you better not tell anybody unless they're listening to it from their listening device and they leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. Okay, but when I was a kid, my mom took me to a shopping center. We went to the mall, and I hated shopping with my mom. I hated it. It was so boring. You know, she's always getting clothes and stuff that we obviously need to, you know, have. But as a kid, it's like, can I just stay home or sit in the car? And this is before iPhones. It's not I can just, like, watch movies or text my friends and shit. You know, it was way more expensive to text your friends at that time. You couldn't do that. It really cost money. It was, like, really more expensive. But anyways, yeah. So anywho, so to pass the time, I took her cell phone, which was a flip phone at the time. We're talking about that T9 texting or T3, T6, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you have to press the button like several times to get to the letter you want. Yeah, that shit was annoying as fuck. So yeah, so I took her phone and I pretended to talk on the phone for, according to my mother, I had a pretend conversation on the phone for two whole hours. Yeah. I legit had a full ass conversation. Like, I asked questions, I responded, I hit my imaginary caller with like the and you're kidding, and you know. I apologize for coughing in your ears. I'm not feeling too well, but I wanted to make sure I got this episode up. But yeah, it was ridiculous, you know, but also the most fun I ever had when I was shopping with my mom at Macy's. Like, I don't know what the 2-hour conversation was about, but she said I was pretty, like, I was pretty dedicated. Like, I wanted everyone to think that I was on the phone, and they did. So yeah. Listen, don't tell anybody about that, okay? Unless they're listening to it on their own device and they leave me a 5-star review. Yeah. So moving on. So I'm going to warn you guys, this next one is super gross. Female listeners, I'm sure we can all understand her embarrassment and the fear of this. This is still legit one of my biggest fears till this day, in so many words. Ladies, you guys probably know what I'm talking about the moment I get into it. Male listeners, my bad. Maybe skip through the next 2 minutes, maybe less. I don't know. you know what? If you're, listen, men, listen. All right. Listen, pay attention. All right. You listening? Grow a pair. Listen to the story. This is something women have to go through at least once a month. I'm saying at least, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There might be some sort of medical thing out there where a bitch might have to have it 2 or 3 times a month. Oh my God, that poor woman. But listen, all right, we're going to do this. And it reads, it was really hot out one day when I was a junior in high school, and I really wanted to wear this new dress that I got. The only issue was I was on my period. Yes, male listeners, I said the big P. Yeah, big P, all right? Going on here. The only issue was I was on my period, but I figured since it was almost towards the end, you know, it was pretty light. So I could stick a tampon in, throw on some underwear and be set. All day, I was fine and felt no sudden outbursts or anything like that, even when sneezing. But once biology class ended, I got up to leave, blood ran down both my legs and even got onto another student's book bags. I was so embarrassed and squatted my way out of the classroom with one of my friends covering me. What's even worse is she had to help clean myself up afterwards. Gross. Oh my God. That's my fear. Oh God. Her issue was way more than I was ever afraid of. I was only like worried about maybe like a stain on my pants, you know, but pulling my own like scene of Carrie, pulling a scene of Carrie, starting with my vagina. this chick went through it. Oh my God, that shit is horrifying as fuck. No, gross. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that is horrifying. Well, at least she was in biology class. Maybe the teacher explained what the fuck just happened. I don't know. So I guess, I mean, because that does happen, ladies, sometimes, you know, you sneeze and then you're like, oh, did I just pass a clot? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah, had to be said. Ladies, you get it. And for you bitches who have periods and you're like, oh, it's a blessing. I love it. I didn't even know I had it. Fuck you. Fuck you, okay? Because mine are horrible at all times. It feels like there's a little gremlin inside with like a machete just hacking from my insides. That's what it feels like every goddamn month. Sorry. Had to get that out. I think I need another shot. Fuck. All right, so moving on. Just like had a venting session. All right, so listeners, we have reached our last embarrassing story of this episode. Let's jump into it, shall we? All right, so it says, when I was 15, I was dating this guy I was practically in love with. I mean, I lost my virginity to this guy, and I was convinced he was the one. Well, one day, when his mom had left for work, we decided to take the opportunity to get it on. While we were halfway through, his mom burst through the door because she had forgotten something. She didn't find what she was looking for, but she did come home to find her son fully naked, banging me from behind. She was so horrified. She ran to the kitchen and stayed there for a good hour or two. I decided it was probably a good idea for me to get going, but I felt I couldn't leave without saying anything. So before I left, I went into the kitchen and told her. What the fuck? And I went to the kitchen and I told her, I'm sorry I had sex with your son. Oh my God. Why is that what you would say? Why just not, I'm sorry, or nothing. I cannot. Sorry I boned your son. My bad. He was hitting it from the back, so we didn't hear you come in. Somebody came. That was inappropriate. Listen, I would have been mortified. There is no way this was a black mama. There is no way this is a black mother. There's no way. Because she would have snatched that chick off his dick so fast. I've seen it. I'm telling you. Fellas, okay? Imagine hitting your lady from behind, y'all having a good time, you know what I'm saying? Getting into it, got the right motion, and then your mom walks in, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck would you do? What would you do? Ladies, here's a question for you. Would you apologize, or would you just leave without saying shit? As a matter of fact, I'm like, where's the window? I'm not walking past this lady. Is there another exit? Like, I should have taken a look at the exits before I took this this mission. I should have known my exits, you know. Also, now here's something I want to point out to you guys. She said the mother ran into the kitchen and stayed there for an hour or two. Now think about this. How would she have known that? Did she stay for that hour or two? Did they finish first? Oh shit. Mom runs out. Is she gonna come back? No, let's just finish. All right. What the entire fuck? She gave no fucks. I cannot. Well, she gave at least one fuck. Oh! Oh, God. My professionally silly ass. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's make sure you're truly alone before you do shit. All right, just have a look around, walk around the place, smell for stuff, listen for things. You know, also put your vibrators away in in secure locations. And and parents, they have infinite blackmail ammo on all of us. So just keep that in mind. All right. professionally silly life rules, y'all. Shit. All right, so if you're digging this podcast, which let's be honest, okay, if you stuck it out with me this far, you're feeling me just a little bit, you know, so give your girls 5 stars. 5 stars on iTunes. It helps my podcast by making it easier to find me. You know, and the more positive ratings and reviews I get, the more accessible Professionally Silly becomes, you know, to those who haven't heard of us yet. So if there is a podcast that you like, you know, do that podcaster a favor, whether it's me or someone else. Leave 5-star review for that podcast. We fucking love it, especially if you're listening every week. You know, help them out. Help them, you know, reach their goals. Help them out. Because there are a lot of amazing podcasts out there, listeners. And I think there are about, I'm listening to like 17 of them right now and counting. So, honestly. And I've reviewed each and every last one of them. And they're awesome. I want to show everyone that Professionally Silly is up in this bitch. You feel me? We up in here. We in here. We here. So, leave me 5 stars. On iTunes, help a sister grow, but also don't miss out on these amazing, on these other amazing podcasters out there. I mean, to be honest, I pretty much listen to podcasts more than I do music these days because the new stuff is kind of lame. You know what I'm saying? Some of it, not all of it, but most of it. Also, shout out ruinmyweek.com, pizzabottle.com, thoughtcatalog.com, DidYouKnowFacts.com, BuzzFeed.com, and CafeMom.com. Those are the kick-ass sites that I found a lot of my stories on. Yeah, my embarrassing stories. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, if you've got some ghost stories, true crime stories, alien, I don't know, confessions, embarrassing moments, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I want to do some listener stories, which would be awesome. So that would be dope. Send me your stories. If you guys have some shit that you want to get off your chest, you can always be anonymous in these stories that you send. Just let me know in the email. Hit me up, ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. There's a good chance I might change it. I haven't decided yet. And, oh, guess what, mother suckers? Your girl got another iTunes review. And I love it when I get those. I do. It's like online validation. You feel that? Yeah. It's validation. I like it. SinCity314 writes, yes, dope podcast. Legit, he spelled yes and there's lots of S's. So I pronounce it the way that it's wrote. And I like it. It's short, it's sweet, it's correct. Thank you so much for your review, boo. I'm really glad that you enjoy it. I really do. Ah, that shit makes me warm all up inside my body, y'all. Y'all don't even know. Check out the show notes of this podcast. Lots of bonus information on there. Like my social media information. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and whatnot. Check out my YouTube channel. It's also called Professionally Silly. Man, I've got a lot going on there. So make sure you follow me. Subscribe, fan me, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, this like, that was like British, Australian, South African, and bullshit all in one. So my podcast is dope. My YouTube channel is dope. Let's just be dope together. Tell your friends, tell your family about this podcast, man. You know? And my YouTube channel. Let's get professionally silly, baby. Anyways, once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take some silliness seriously. Feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard, and if you don't have the Anchor app, which is another way that you can call in, just using the Anchor app if you've got it, or you can call my Google Voice number or text me at 805-664-1828. Hit me up on Twitter, email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com, or until I decide to change that email address, and all that information is below in the show notes. Well, I guess that's it. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Bye! And if you're all caught up on the silly, check out these dope-ass podcast promos from a few of my favorite podcasts.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also hosts the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.